There used to be things you could rely on in sports. The Red Sox would never win the World Series, no one would beat Mark Spitz's 7 gold medals in one Olympics, and rain would always ruin Wimbledon. Well, now you can scratch that last one off the list, too. The weather hasn't changed, but the All England Lawn Tennis Association has built a retractable roof over Wimbledon's famous center court. NPR's Rob Gifford attended yesterday's opening of the closing of the roof.
Old traditions die hard on these rain-swept islands, even when it comes to keeping out the rain. But in the end, says the chief executive of the Lawn Tennis Association, Ian Ritchie, the decision to build a roof for Centre Court was a fairly easy one to make.
If you've got your lifetime ambition of getting a ticket to Wimbledon and then it rains, it's a huge disappointment. So there's the people here. And then secondly, we're in 185 countries around the world on television. Everybody would prefer to see live tennis. So on both counts, I think that's the major reason behind the roof.
To mark the first official closing of the roof, the club invited 1992 champion and longtime Wimbledon favourite Andre Agassi and his wife, seven-time champion Steffi Graf, to come and play. Their opponents, British favourite Tim Henman and Belgian star Kim Clijsters. Agassi, who once played a tie here that was spread over 5 days because of rain interruptions, agreed at a pre-match news conference that the roof was good for fans, for the sport, and also for the players.
To have an environment with no elements, I think, accentuates really the athlete and the skill sets that exist with players. No elements mean the better ball striker, the better athlete, no excuses. That's also pretty nice to watch.
On a typically blustery English spring day, out on the court, Welsh diva Catherine Jenkins warmed up the 15,000-strong crowd, and then the roof was ceremonially closed.
The 87-year-old centre court has been transformed and now is ready to welcome a new era of champions, legends and epic matches.
It wasn't such an epic match that then unfolded, just one set of mixed doubles won by Henman and Clijsters, and one each of men's and women's singles won by Agassi and Clijsters respectively. It was clear that Mr. and Mrs. Agassi still had plenty of the old zing in their ground strokes, though there was certainly more kissing and hand-holding in between games than Wimbledon is strictly used to. Some commentators have lamented the passing of the old rainy centre court, saying that a covered court makes Wimbledon too much like the other Grand Slam events. But for most of the general public here, like Steve Plowman and his friend Anne McCulloch, lining up for their traditional glass of Wimbledon Pimm's, the roof was very popular.
It's a wonderful thing because it'll mean that Wimbledon can play tennis to its schedule and it won't have to cram games in. It's much better for the players, much better for the spectators.
I think it's a good thing. I agree with everything Steve said. We travel about 150 miles to London to watch Wimbledon. I've been here and it's rained all day and we've seen no tennis.
And as if to vindicate the decision of the All England Lawn Tennis Association, right on cue as the games drew to a close, the heavens opened and it began to rain. Rob Gifford, NPR News, at the Centre Court in Wimbledon.